أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained how Allah Ta'ala had created the heavens, the skies, seven skies, one on top of the other, and with a matter that which the Quran refers to as dukhan, as smoke, which Allah had created before, and then using that Allah made the seven skies, and which scientists call ether. Also from these ayat which we are discussing, we see very clearly that Allah Ta'ala himself in a gradual state had created all this creation. And from there we learn also that all our work also we should plan and set it out, not just rush into it haphazardly and do it anyway. Allah has the full qahir, the full qudrat to just to say kun, and everything should have become at one moment. From here also we understand that there is no Big Bang theory, but that Allah Ta'ala himself had created all these things, and Allah Ta'ala had planned and created it according to a specific plan. So further Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ پھر کر دیئے وہ سات آسمان دو دن میں. And then we had created the seven heavens in 2 days. وَأُحَا بِكُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا اور اتارا ہر آسمان میں حکم اس کا. And for each sky we had given the orders which what they have to do, what Allah's commands are. And as we had explained yesterday, these are those commands which are known as takwini, that they don't have a choice but they have to do it. Like man is given the command of the shari'i, and it's up to him whether he's going to fulfill those commands or not. But these are those commands which the skies, the sun, the moon have no choice but they have to follow that command of Allah Ta'ala. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا اور رونق بھی ہم نے سب سے ورے آسمان کو چراغوں سے اور محفوظ کر دیا. And the nether sky, the lowest, the nearest sky, we had beautified it with beautiful lamps, and we had made it also a means of protection. That is with the stars glowing at night. What a beautiful scene. But perhaps unfortunately we don't have ever the time to look at the beautiful sky. And that also, if we look at it from an astronomical way, then we will see the Milky Way, we will see the northern star, the southern star, we will see directions, we will see great beauty and planning in the stars also. They are not just there according to how most of us will think, just haphazard, that they are just there, but they are in a very specific pattern and in a very specific plan, and they have got extreme great beauty also. So Allah has made these beautiful lights, and they are like we have, for example, in our bedroom a dimmer, and we dim the light, or we have stars fixed in the ceiling, and when the lights are off they are glowing there and they are shining. Allah has made put the bright light of the sun of the day, and Allah has put on a dimmer, and a light at night exists also. As soon as one's eyes are accustomed to that light, then we can see clearly in that light also, and it is not a disturbing light. And many people who do not have lights, but at night they see their way also quite clear. It's just a matter of the eyes becoming accustomed to that level of light. And at the same time, those very stars, we have made them hifza, protection also. There were always the evil jinnat, the shayateen, who used to try and go up and hear what discussions are taking place in Malai A'la, in the heavens. And whatever decisions are being made for the day, etc., for the year, they try and spy and find out. And then they whisper that into the ears of the fortune tellers, mixing it with 100 lies. one thing which they heard. But then Allah Ta'ala has made this as a protection. And especially when wahi came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that security was highly tightened, and then they were not allowed at all to go and listen to anything what was happening there. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ یہ سادہ ہوا ہے زبردست خبردار کا. This is that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had planned, and Allah is that planner who is Al-Aziz, who is the most powerful, and Al-Alim, who is the most knowledgeable. Like for example, a person wants to plan something here, he cannot do it himself, he needs how many other people? He needs an engineer, he needs an architect, and if it is some machinery he wants to make, he will need the help of different types of scientists with all those things, how to make this, how to make that. But Allah is that planner and that creator who is all powerful. Everything is in the power of Allah. Allah did not have to submit plans for the architect, Allah's architect, that he had to submit some plans, or the engineer had to submit his plans or anything, or for how to make this part of the machinery, that these scientists were required or those scientists were required. No, Allah has got the full power, and Allah has got all the knowledge also. So this is how Allah Ta'ala had created the earth, the heavens, the skies, and all the system. Yeah, in the surah Allah Ta'ala has described that. And then, and from the beginning, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read these ayat to Rabi ibn Utba when he came as a representative of the mushriks of Makkah and wanted to argue with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to this ayat, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَائِقَةً مِثْلَ صَائِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. پھر اگر وہ تلائے تو تو کہ میں نے خبر سنا دی تم کو ایک سخت عذاب کی جیسے عذاب آیا عاد اور ثمود پر. After all this creation, poor Rabi ibn Utba ibn Rabi, what he knew about the creation of the heavens and the earth, he might well have been a very seasoned poet, and he might be knowing other things, but the subject matter that was discussed here threw him, flawed him completely, and he had no idea what was happening. And on top of that, when this ayat came, that if you turn away and you do not accept, then remember, I warn you of a punishment, like the punishment that came to Aad and Thamud, that lightning, great tsunami, great thunder which came to Aad and Thamud, I warn you of such a punishment. This finished him up completely, and his whole attitude changed, and he became complete water. He was completely diminished, and there was nothing left of him. And this azab came, إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. جب آئے ان کے پاس رسول آگے سے اور پیچھے سے. And this happened when Allah's Rasuls had come to them from in front of them and from behind them. That is, Allah had sent many Rasuls to one nation. At such there was times when one nation, every nook and corner, there was a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, just like as in this Ummah, there are no more Rasuls or Nabis to come. But Allah has chosen the ulama, and in various parts of the world, in some places there are so many ulama in one town. This was the system of Allah Ta'ala, and their work was Allah ta'budu illallah, ke na poojo kisi ko siwai Allah ke. They do not worship anyone else besides Allah. The most important crux of our whole deen is tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who dies with tawheed will get his jannah. So this is what Allah Ta'ala had sent the Rasuls to Aad and Thamud also, and called them over and over from all ways. Like Musa Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, I called my people, da'awtuhum laylan wa nahara, day and night. From all sides I went, in every way possible, I invited them towards Allah Ta'ala. قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة. But after all this great system of the invitation towards the oneness of Allah, all they did was said, کہنے لگے اگر ہمارا رب چاہتا تو بھیجتا فرشتے. If Allah wanted to, Allah would have sent an angel. In other, as in Urdu proverb goes, اگر تو ہی نہ چاہے تو باتیں ہزار ہے. If you don't want to accept, you'll make thousands of excuses. Like a baby doesn't want to sleep at night, what excuses it will make with its mother. I'm hungry, this excuse, that excuse. But the basic thing is, it doesn't want to sleep still. Just like that. When a person doesn't want to accept the oneness of Allah, then he makes all types of different excuses. فَإِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. So ہم تمہارا لایا ہوا نہیں مانتے. And they declared clearly that all this message that you have been sent with, we do not believe in it. We do not accept. After all such a great explanation of how Allah has created the heavens and the earth, and nobody else has claimed that I have created the heavens and the earth, that I have created man. For example, a bomb goes off somewhere, there is somebody who claims responsibility for the creation of the heavens and the earth, and for the creation of mankind, only Allah has claimed responsibility. And that responsibility, that claim is gone unchallenged. It is only Allah who has done it, and it is clear proof. After this, still you don't believe and you are making all excuses. No, submit to the will and understand. And this is one thing that man also, it keeps him away from accepting. He thinks I'm too big, and he doesn't want to accept the bigness of Allah. And therefore also the pride in his keeps him away from accepting. Otherwise, if a person recognizes that I'm an absolute nothing and Allah is everything, he will submit to Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate is that person who has got this humility, and that brings him to submission and acceptance of the commands and the will of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.